A Ukrainian family has found a safe haven in the Orillia area after fleeing the war-torn country. Pavlo Slezinski, 31, his wife, Anna, 30, and his son, David, 4, were taken in by Anne Boulanger and her husband, George, in Brykon earlier this week. When the war started, Slezinski was working as a truck driver and was, at the time, stationed in Poland. I called my wife and told her she needs to gather all our important stuff and move, he said. Slezinski's family traveled about 60 kilometers to his parents' house, where they were temporarily safe. The next day, the family was forced to go on the move again, traveling to the Polish border. It was dangerous, Slezinski said. It took more than 3 days before they could cross the border and they only had limited food and water with them in the car. The line to cross the border extended more than 13 kilometers, Slezinski says, and a lot of people were traveling on foot with their children and pets. Some volunteers and civilians who lived nearby made food such as soup and pancakes and then distributed them to people through the line. After 3 days, Slezinski was able to reconnect with his family. When he heard his son had received some food, he broke down and cried. "We've never been in a situation like that," he said. "When I heard they were okay, it was like a stone was taken off my chest." Once Slezinski's family arrived in Poland, they learned of the opportunity to move to Canada if they could find someone who would house them. "I made the decision to move to Canada," he said. "I feel that it's the safest place." He is thankful for the government and the people of Canada. "We are really happy to be here," he said. "We feel that we have freedom here and, finally, we are safe." Slezinski is now on a mission to find a job. He is working on obtaining a commercial driver's license and will then start applying for work. For Canadians who would like to help families like the Slezinskis, he recommends they sign up to host refugee families through I Can Help. Host. "I sent more than 70 messages to many people in Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and Ottawa," Slezinski explained. "So many people sent me messages and said they were already hosting a family from Ukraine. One day, he hopes he and his family will return to their hometown, Lviv, in western Ukraine." Boulanger says she and her family are happy to help the Slezinskis in their time of need. "We wanted to help right from the beginning but didn't know how," she said. "I read an article in Orillia Matters about the young woman who came to Orillia, and it spoke to us." She says they haven't been alone in supporting the Slezinskis. People in the community have come forward to donate money, toys and clothing. "There is a real need for people to support those who are coming to live here," she said. "There are so many families who need help."